Well, good afternoon. Here we are, time for Thankful Friday. I hope that you've enjoyed these times as much as I have. It's September of 2021 now, and this will be our last Thankful Friday, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. I'm going to look at Psalms 116, and we begin reading in verse number 1. It says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. It's a wonderful thing to know that God hears and answers our prayers, that he hears our needs, that we as children of God can go to him with our every need, that he hears and answers those prayers according to his will. And the psalmist just begins by saying, look, I love the Lord, and this is one of the reasons I love him. You're going to find out that this entire chapter is full of reasons why the psalmist loves the Lord. And this is just the beginning. Verse number 2, he says, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Boy, it's a great thing to be able to call upon the Lord, that he hears us, that he hears our prayers, that he answers them according to his will, that he cares about us. He cares about us as individuals, not as groups. He cares about the hair on our head. He cares about our life that we live. He just cares. And what a great thing it is to have such an awesome God. And then from here on, I'm just going to kind of grab the main thoughts of the next following verses. Verse number 4 says, I will call upon the name of the Lord. Verse 5 says, gracious is the Lord and merciful. Man, I'm so glad that God is gracious to us and merciful. I'm glad that we don't get what we deserve. God's always been so good to us. In verse 6 says, the Lord preserveth the simple. And I'm so thankful for that verse. There's hope for me, amen, that he preserves the simple, those who might be easily taken advantage of, those who might be mistreated by the world. God is there to take care of them. Verse 7, the Lord dealeth bountifully with thee. And all we have to do is stop and really give an account of our life and all that God has blessed us with. He has been so good to us. Verse 8 says, delivereth my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Man, what precious promises these are, that Lord has been so good to us to deliver my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Verse 9 says, I will walk before the Lord. I will walk before him. Verse 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord? Verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation. Verse 14, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Verse 15 is one I've used many times in a funeral setting. It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. How wonderful it is to know that when we leave this life, it doesn't go unnoticed, that God knows, that God is there, and God takes care of us all the way. Verse 16 says, O Lord, I am thy servant. Verse 17 says, I will offer sacrifice of thanksgiving. Verse 18 says, I will pay my vows. Verse 19 says, praise ye the Lord. I want us to zero in on verse 17 today. I think it holds a lot of great meat and truth for us to be able to take and to apply to our lives and our living. And so as you can see, this chapter, Psalms 116, is so rich and full of promises from the psalmist to God, and he's telling why he loved the Lord. Verse 17, we find out, there we read, I will offer. So I'm going to just break the verse down. He says, I will offer. And so our first thing to consider is that word I. Who are we talking about? Us, me, I. The psalmist was talking about him. I. This is something I will do. This is not something I'm going to let someone else do. It's not something I think someone else ought to be involved in. It's personal. It's me. And I think when it comes to praising God, we have to realize that it's a personal thing. We have so much to be thankful for, and it ought to be personal. And we shouldn't let someone else do it for us. You know, I've been in situations where it seems like the wife is more spiritual than the husband, or the husband more spiritual than the wife. And the one would sit there, the other one, you know, they were the ones that were all about the spiritual stuff. And it's like they were bringing the other along behind them. But listen, if you have a strong spiritual wife, and you know she's offering a sacrifice of praise, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't. And if you're the strong leader in the home, husband, and you're offering sacrifice of praise, it doesn't mean that the wife shouldn't. This is a personal thing. It's something that each and every one of us needs to do. We need to offer praise unto the Lord. And then I like the second word there, will. You know, will is one of those determination words. It's, you know, it's not wishy-washy. It's I will. Not I'm going to, not that I might, I'm going to think on it. You know, if it works out, it works out. No, he says, I will. He's making a strong statement here. He's saying, you know, because of all these things that I've listed, this is something that I will do. So when I was in the ninth grade in public school, junior high, I had an English teacher that I really liked. She was really a neat lady. And so we had to write a two-page paper on something that I will do or I will not do. And at that time in my life, I wanted to be a mechanic. I wanted to be a mechanic more than anything else. Cars intrigued me. I thought they were awesome. In our hometown, we used to have drag races out across the bridge. And I loved to go out there and watch the cars race each other. And I guess you'd just say I was kind of a gearhead. I wanted knowledge in those areas. And so I wrote my paper on, I will be a mechanic. And I don't remember what all I said in that paper, but I know one thing. It was one of the first times that I'd ever gotten an A in English. And that has always stayed with me. And I don't know if it was because of my determination that it was something I wanted to do. And so because of my dogmatic approach about it, or something about the style and the way I wrote, but it struck home with the teacher. It got me an A. And you know what? I did go on to be a mechanic. And I found out that God wasn't done with me then. You know, so many times God lets us do the thing that we think we really want to do just to show us that it's empty and void. You know, I remember being that mechanic and thinking, is this all there is to it? I mean, isn't there more to life? And I'm so glad, you know, now that here I am in my 60s, I look back, that I don't just say, you know, my whole life's just been about cars. Now I can tell you how to take them apart and put them together and all that. I'm so glad that that's not the end of my life. I'm so glad that, you know, God called me to preach. And since over 32 years ago, I've pastored here at Shawnee Mission. I've invested in the lives of people. It hasn't always been easy. There's been a lot of heartache, a lot of sorrow. There's a lot that people never know, but God knows. And it's been very rewarding to trust the Lord, to walk with Him. And I'm so glad that when I get to heaven, I'll not be known as the mechanic that used to work on cars all the time. I hope and pray I'm going to be known as the pastor who invested in people, who loved people, who showed them the way to the Lord. And, you know, you can be a great mechanic and still show people how to get to the Lord, but that wasn't going to be what God had for me to do. He wanted me to totally sell out to Him and to give my life, and I'm so thankful that I did. And I've often said, you know, as people are raising children in our church, man, raise them to be the best at whatever God calls them to be for the Lord's glory, such as if God calls them to drive a trash truck, just ask that and train them so that they'll be the best trash truck driver around, that they'll have the blessing of the Lord upon them, and that God would use them in a great and mighty way. And so we need to acknowledge that I will. This is a determination. This is something I'm going to do. And the next thing he says, I will offer. And so he's talking about offering. He's going to give something to another. And of course, we know he's talking about giving a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. The psalmist implies that he's willing to do something that's going to cost him. He's willing to do something that is going to be for the benefit of another. He's going to place himself aside. He's going to seek God's glory and to glorify the Lord. And the verse continues, to thee, I will offer to thee, to God, to the Lord. Who better to give to? You know, who better than, you know, for a man to give to than to the Lord? You say, well, you know, I've worked my whole life and I'm so glad I'm coming to the point of retirement. I got all this stuff. And, you know, when my life's over, I'm going to leave my stuff to my kids. I'm going to leave my stuff to other people. But isn't it great that we ought to give everything to God? He's the one we ought to give it to. He's the one that ought to reap the benefits of it, because we're going to spend all of eternity with him. So there's no one better to give it to. As children of God, we need to give. And we need to recognize that when we give, there's not always the promise of return. Now, I know God blesses when we give unto him. I understand that. But we don't give because of the promise of receiving. We ought to give just because of the fact that we love the Lord. He's done so much for us. And so that brings us to the third point. Said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. I want to jump over to Psalms 107 and verse number 22. And there we read, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And so we are to sacrifice. And as the psalmist said there in 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. You know, it's going to cost us something to sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And it's to give with a heart of abandonment, thanksgiving unto the Lord, or praise to him. We've talked about here Thankful Friday and the fact that we want to stop each Friday and be thankful for all that God has done for us, whether it be that we have a job and we got a paycheck, or whether it be that we have healthy kids, or whether it be we have enough money to make all the payments. Whatever it is, we have so much to be thankful for. And we really ought to offer this sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, not counting the cost, not thinking about how much time we're going to spend. You know, I'm going to have to put off other things. This needs to be done. That needs to be done. But really, it ought to be a sacrifice of abandon, a sacrifice where we just come before the Lord and we're not giving from our abundance. We're not giving, you know, just cheap praise to God. But we're really talking about a sacrifice of thanksgiving, to stop and really dig down deep and to be thankful for all that God has done for us. You know, so many times I'm afraid in the 2021 where we live in America, that a lot of Christians are kind of drawn away from God. They think God is good. They're glad that they're saved. But they don't really stop to acknowledge God's importance in their life. They don't really stop to acknowledge, you know, the fact that God has been so good to them, blessed them in so many ways. They start to take credit in and of themselves. They think that they have what they have because of what they've done for God and what they have been able to do. But the truth of all is told when the fact is acknowledged that really all that we have and all that we can give are things that God has given us, and they are things that he deserves the praise for and the glory for. And so we ought to be giving those things, not from the abundance, not holding on that, hey, God, I did this. Hey, God, you know, you don't deserve the praise for that. I'm going to keep that praise. I'm the one who's, you know, raising my children. They're doing such a great job. I'm the one who has, you know, provided for my family. Listen, I'd be a total abandonment where we recognize and we realize everything that we have And everything that we do is all by the grace of God, and he deserves all the honor and the glory and the praise for it. And so a total acknowledgement of God and God alone. You know, when we think about a sacrifice of thanksgiving, it requires some things of us. It requires our time to stop and to give it. It requires effort to be able to stop and think about, well, let's see what God has blessed me with. And, you know, I would often encourage people, just get a notepad out and just begin to write down those things that you recognize that God has given you. And I think that the more you do that, the more you begin to realize, oh, hey, there's some other things here that I've looked over, other things that I forgot about. These are also things that God has done for us. And then it requires surrender, surrender of self, that we don't say, well, you know, I've got this because of this, that I've got this in my life because I've done this. It's a total surrender. And then it's total selflessness. Setting ourselves aside, realizing that all that we have is God. And when we're along that line, it's also our ego. You know, we've got to give our ego. We've got to set it aside. And we've got to recognize everything that comes our way, has come our way, will come our way. All that we possess, all that happens in our life, it all is because of God. And he is the one that deserves the thanksgiving and the praise for all that he has done. Our total acknowledgement of the Lord is what it hinges on, that we might totally acknowledge him. The fourth thing is the last part of that verse, and verse 17, it says, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Now, this is the same phrase that's used up in verse number 13, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. The psalmist is telling us, look, I'm going to offer this sacrifice of thanksgiving. I'm going to give this thing unto God. I'm going to give it to him because he is worthy of it. And I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord. You know, I think it does good just to think about, who do I call upon in my time of need? Do I just rely upon me? Who do I call on? Well, we've got to realize, again, that's a total yielding of self. That we call upon God the Creator, the one who loved us and gave himself for us, that we might offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving unto him. I hope that you've enjoyed Thankful Fridays. I pray that they've been a blessing in your life. And I hope and pray that you would take time every Friday just to stop and thank God for all the blessings he's brought your way. I want you to know I love you. I'm thankful for our time that we've spent together. If I can be a help in any way, please don't hesitate to contact me and look forward to being in the Lord's house on Sunday. God bless you, and you have a thankful Friday.